Dr. Naval Parekh says why you need an internal medicine. Internal medicine is a part of medicine that deals with the diagnosis and treatment of infectious diseases. Dr. Naval Parekh prevents, diagnose, and treat diseases that afflict all adults. After he completes an internal medicine residency, he is subsequently referred to as an internist. Internists mainly prefer one illness or can be one part of the body. Depending on a patient's medical situation, they may be expected to attend separate internists, which can be costly and urgent. Though, the specific, focused care of all internists is something that should not be neglected by patients. For Dr. Naval Parekh, general internal medicine combines intellectual satisfaction, the fulfillment that comes from ongoing relationships with patients, getting to know them as whole people, not just diseases, and some modest contribution to public health, with its importance on health promotion and disease prevention. Internal medicine and subspecialties. Internal medicine fellowships are organized so that there is an opportunity for experienced clinical, research, and educational experiences among the various subspecialties. Adolescent medicine. Adolescent medicine experts focus on the physical, psychological, social, and sexual development of adolescents and young adults. Adolescent medicine specialists must first make 7 or more years of medical school and postgraduate training and become board certified in internal medicine. Then, for an additional 1 to 3 years, the study conditions specific to adolescents. Cardiovascular disease. Specialists treat patients with acute and chronic cardiovascular diseases including chronic coronary heart disease, congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, acute myocardial infarction, and another congenital heart disease. Endocrinology, the specialty of internal medicine that deals with the hormonal regulation of normal physiology including the pituitary, thyroid, pancreas, ovaries, and their target tissues. Dysregulation of the physiologic hormone forms results in systemic illnesses with significant ramifications. In addition, the practice of endocrinology involves the management of neoplasia occurring in endocrine tissues. Gastroenterology. Gastroenterologists routinely perform medical tests themselves and concentrate especially on treating digestive problems and issues with a patient's liver. Gastroenterology requires a comprehensive conclusion of the entire gastrointestinal tract, including the esophagus, stomach, small intestine, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, colon, and rectum. Hematology. Hematologists maintain an independent practice of hematology in which patients with hematologic diseases are observed longitudinally, although a large component of hematology practice is providing consultative help for other physicians or medical institutions. Some hematologists provide a split practice, observing hematology and general internal medicine patients. Medical oncology. Medical oncologists use medication-based treatments, fighting cancer with chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and a range of other medications. Dr. Naval Parekh's close affiliation and good working relationship with the host hospital ensure interaction and collaboration with internal medicine, surgical, and radiology specialties. Infectious disease. Specialists diagnose and treat an infectious disease. At the beginning of the antibiotic age, the specialty was thought to be on the edge of extinction. It is now making a large improvement due to the great diversity of drug-resistant bacteria and the AIDS epidemic. Disease specialists also prepare general internal medicine. Nephrology, internal medicine that deals with disorders of the kidney, including those that affect kidney function, kidney stone formation, fluid, and regulation of blood pressure. Nephrologists diagnose and manage kidney diseases, including both the conditions certain diseases can produce such as hypertension as well as diseases that can cause kidney failures such as diabetes mellitus and polycystic kidney disease. Pulmonary disease. Internal medicine is the diagnosis, treatment, and management of both natural and complicated illnesses of adolescents, adults, and the elderly. Pulmonary medicine is a part of internal medicine that only works on the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of conditions that affect the lungs and respiratory field. Geriatrics, internal medicine concerned with the health and well-being of older and adults. The study conditions are specific to aging, including geriatric assessment and rehabilitation, preventive medicine, management of patients in long-term care, and psychosocial, ethical, legal, and economic concerns related to geriatric patients. Conclusion of internal medicine dedicated to the diagnosis and medical treatment of patients. Dr. Naval Parekh, who specializes in internal medicine, is related to an internist. Subspecialties of internal medicine involve allergy and immunology, cardiology, heart diseases, endocrinology, hormone disorders, hematology, blood disorders, infectious diseases, gastroenterology, nephrology, oncology, cancer, pulmonology. Dr. Naval Parekh, specialized in internal medicine, is responsible for the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of all possible internal diseases.